Brothers and sisters, we celebrate this great solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. It's the last Sunday of the liturgical year. Next weekend, we will begin the season of Advent. So we focus on this great reality that the Lord must be our King in our hearts and in what we do. And he is a king that is earthly, as we heard in the first reading. It's the Son of God who became one of us. And so there's he's in the line of King David. So we hear in the first reading about all the Israelites being united, coming to profess David as their king. Just as we, as Christians, united, one heart, one voice, that Christ is our King. That we worry more about what he wants than what our president does, or if we live somewhere where there's a queen or a king, that Christ is superior to all other things. And so the second reading, we hear this beautiful reality in St. Paul's letter, speaking about the divinity of who Jesus is, and his purpose is to share with us his life, the fruit of his offering on the cross. And then the gospel. This gospel, I hope, consoles your heart. He has two criminals beside him. Guess who they represent? You and I. Because a criminal would be another word for a sinner. And we're all sinners. And so these two criminals who spent their life exercising their will at the expense of others, perhaps they were even decent men protecting their family or their community. But in the end, whoever's put beside him is a sinner, you or I. And so one chides him, like, if you are who you say you are, God, why don't you do what I want you to do? And the other says, what are you thinking? We deserve where we are. But he's done nothing wrong. And he simply says, Jesus, remember me when you enter your kingdom. And he hears this great reply. Amen, I say to you, today you'll be with me in paradise. So I don't want to discourage you from trying to live a holy life, because that's what we're supposed to do. But I want to discourage you from thinking that you can do it on your own power. You know what that ends up looking like? We read about the Pharisees often in the Gospels, where they go and pray to themselves, saying, thank you, God, for making me so good. I fast and I pray and I do all these things. I'm not like that publican over there. Thank you for making me better, the giving me the strength. Jesus says, the publican who simply said, Lord, have mercy on me, was heard and answered. The Pharisee wasn't. So until we realize that we are like those criminals, helpless to save ourselves, and we turn to him with faith and confidence and belief that he is our King, that he can do what he desires in us, which is sharing his divine life, the Holy Spirit, which changed the apostles from scared men fearing death to going out courageously and proclaiming this good news, that not only did Jesus die for us out of love, but he conquered death and rose from the dead, and he wants to give us this new life, but not of our own effort, but by his life, we can choose the good and maybe even love in the dimension of the cross. I don't know about you, but if I was hanging on a cross and everyone came up and say, oh, if you say you're the Christ, why don't you save yourself like you did other people? I probably wouldn't have said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. I don't think we ever see that in movies. Instead, the hero usually gets off the cross and shoots all those that are antagonizing him. His power, his mercy and love and forgiveness. That's why we are to regularly come here, because that life, if we don't follow what the Lord asks, we lose that life. And we fall into our fear and our brokenness. So brothers and sisters, let us take heart how generous and how ready the Lord is to free us from our sins, from our burdens, to restore us to new life, to be children of the King of the universe. This is why we come, not to be discouraged, but to be filled with new life, new fervor, new expectation of what God can do in us. So as we end this year and start the new year in Advent, again awaiting Christ to be born again in our heart anew. And we, in the middle of the week, celebrate Thanksgiving, that we might have thankful hearts for what God has done for us and continues to do every moment of our life, to love us to death, and to offer to us his life. Let us come with faith and confidence in his goodness and beg him to help us to avoid sin, which harms our relationship with him and with one another. May we believe what he is capable of doing if we ask for that life and give him permission to live new in us, so that we might be able to do those things we've always wanted to, but so often fail to do. May God help us and live in us, so that we may be actually convicted by others as Christians, being able to love beyond our own strength and helping others to meet the Lord in our actions and in our words.